Okay. I'm gonna start. I was gonna fucking have some subject to talk about and do something, but I could not come up with enough. Could not talk for that long about a subject right now because it's fucking 4 a.m. So I'm just gonna fucking talk about whatever the fuck I feel like doing. There's like fucking alarm on this every time you start recording. And it's like when you have headphones on, it's like it's fucked. See, I've been going to sleep at like 4 o'clock, and I don't know if I should pull an all-nighter to get my sleeping schedule back on track, or if I should just fucking, I don't know, like keep on waking up this time, wake up early, go to sleep now. Obviously, I'm not going to sleep now. What the fuck? Wait till tomorrow? I don't know. At the moment, I'm deactivating my Facebook account for like the 20th fucking time today. Because I keep on logging in for some reason. And I don't have my Facebook anymore. Like, I don't like to be on it because I don't think it's good for my health. I think it could be bad for someone, so especially Facebook. Facebook's kinda what the fuck would it be called? Dried out, I guess you could say. It's just stupid, so that's what I'm doing at this moment. Fucked it up, logged out. Facebook's just I hate Facebook. Know, people like they like do they not like. They share way too much. It's like they're adults too. They're not even kids. They're adults. You just like tell us a cry for help. Whatever. So I'm logging out, deactivating. Probably be back tomorrow. I say I'll be back tomorrow because this is how I see people's like photos and I check my parents' shit. But that's about it. I'm supposed to do something for school because I have to write a couple, I have to write summaries of a book. And that's just not happening. Like, fuck, it's been almost a month. I was like, this is how much I have to work, this is what I have to do. And then I saw it and I was like, fuck, I can't do that now. I gotta work like 10 times harder. So we'll see. Probably won't go to sleep. Probably work on it after this shit. After talking on the podcast, I don't know. You know, on Office 365, all people in school can get that, in Iowa at least. You can download Word for free. I don't think a lot of people know that, but you can. You can download it on like up to 5 devices. Ooh, fuck. No. Oh shit. It's good. Okay, back. I've been trying to like do shit. Like, I have not been doing shit. Oh fuck. This is gonna take a second. No. Oh, she got a new song. Gotta watch that. Let's see. See, Yahoo has got all this shit. I was probably in the middle of a thought at the last recording, but scratch it. Yahoo. I heard they had to like sell them. So they had to sell their company. and someone bought it and they're trying to like get people to use it. And I realized this in like sixth or seventh grade, but this is like a search engine. I was like, what the fuck? Yahoo was a search engine. Yahoo sucks as a search engine. I hate that shit. But that's why they weren't making money. And no one's gonna use Yahoo as a search engine. They need to give the fuck up with that. Because that's not happening. Anyways, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I need to get clothes though. I don't have clothes. I feel like someone's listening. Yeah, but I don't have any clothes. My pants are about to split. Ooh, summer sale, further markdowns up to 50% off. Shit. Four items in my bag. What does this bitch have that I don't? Ugh. See, the thing about this podcast is if someone were to find this, I don't know how the fuck I feel. I'm probably somewhere. Guarantee that. See, I was writing in this journal, and my mom found that shit, and she read the whole thing. So, I don't know if I'm gonna write back in it or not. So, yeah. Fuck. Fuck. She read the whole thing, and I'm reading over. I'm like, shit. Anyway, that was kind of fucked. Maybe I'll talk about my book of art. Sketchbook. I've been working on this shit for a long ass time. It's like a video diary thing. But I've been working on this shit for a long time. And it's okay. I've been doing. Everyone's impressed, but I think I have more potential. See, I'm honest with myself. I think people, when they hear people being honest, they're like, they don't understand that they're being honest, especially about this. Like, well, you're talented, but it's like, no, but I know my potential. Like, I know myself. Like, I know I'm good, but I know my potential. It's like, if I show someone something and they don't think it's good, I'll be like, but it is good. But it's not my potential, is it? It's not like where I could be, or I could be right now if I put enough work. I think that's another thing with art. Is sometimes it's just a matter of time. Like, how much time? If, like, you gotta put some time to it. Sometimes you just gotta put time into it. And. So what? Ooh, me. What the fuck? Anyway, sometimes it's about time. And like just like putting work into it. Like you can put it like not rushing it. I think I've been rushing work and getting bored. Like if you're bored, don't do that shit. Like stop. Would be the proper thing to do. I think people get caught up. I think, like, I want to do art every day, but at some point, you're just pushing yourself. Like, you're forcing it. And sometimes it can be good, but sometimes it can be bad. Is what they don't tell you is it can be bad. Yeah. Trying to develop my art style because I think I've been sticking to nothing really, like. I don't really have an art style. Just kind of boring shit. So maybe I'll come up with something. I don't know. A lot of shit's been happening. So maybe, I don't think I'll get too in depth. Maybe later in another episode. Maybe I'll say something. I don't know. There's a chance someone will find this. Then that would be fucked. But it's okay right now. 6 minutes, shit. I've been doing. Fuck, I hate when people listen to me talk. Shit. I've been doing a lot of stuff. I think I need to get used to myself talking. Think a lot, I heard a lot of people hate the way their voice sounds because a lot of people are just, they think people just don't like the way they sound, but another reason why is because we hear it through bone conduction. So that's the way we would hear a voice. But then we, like, regularly, so if you're not doing anything. But then if you hear it through your phone, you hear it through air conduction. Whether other people hear it through bone conduction or air conduction, I have no fucking idea. But that's what I had to say. It's difficult when you have to talk on here without anyone else. This is how people who are YouTubers feel. That's fine. Maybe I'll get used to it. It's awkward because I have no fucking doors, so on my fucking room, so everybody can hear me. If someone's outside, they can just hear me talking. But it's cool. I was at somebody's house today, and I was supposed to like sleep over there. Like, I was supposed to stay the night. That was the plan. And I lied. I was like, I'm sick. I went home. Like, not the first time I did that shit. You have anxiety or you're uncomfortable, you just lie your ass off. Did that last time. Different excuse though. Last time, the other time I said I had to babysit my siblings. This time I just said I was sick. And I did not accidentally. But it's cool. I was feel shitty afterwards saying that though. But it's okay. I couldn't blame myself. Because that would just be bad. Trying to get better at drawing, painting, cleaner work, and shit like that. Can't wait for someone to tell me they're listening to me while I'm saying all this shit. It's fine. Think maybe I got too chill about shit, because now I'm just letting everything slide. Oh well. I think it's funny because if I heard somebody listen to this, I think it'd be a little bit surprising to me. Like, 14 listeners? Shit, 14 people wanted to listen to shit? Fuck. Like, I can't believe that. That other video I made, I think it was just kind of like a or a podcast or an episode. It's kind of like a mask. Like, me doing voices. It's just a mask I do, so I don't have to hear mine. But that's what I'm avoiding doing now, is so I'm not doing that anymore. I think I'm gonna delete that episode because it doesn't reflect what I want these to be reflecting. What I'm drawing now looks pretty dope. It's like worms. Something like that. 10 minutes? It's been 4 minutes talking. It feels like a long ass time. Like, it feels like I was here for an hour. Like, I guess it's like, make speeds things up because you have to think. I guess. It's not like talking to someone, it's just one sided. people's heads, they're so thick and deep that they should be able to talk to themselves. I guess. Maybe that's what we do inside our heads. We just don't use words. Maybe that's why it's difficult to write. Someone's definitely listening to me talk right now. Inside my house. Yeah. I was supposed to plant a garden this summer. I watched someone planting stuff and I was like, I really want to plant some fucking spinach or something. But didn't get around to that. So now I think we have some weeds growing. Like weeds, not weed, what the fuck? Not marijuana. We have trees growing too. I haven't been outside in forever, it feels like. Just like been outside, but I was out there like yesterday. So it's just me. I think I better go to sleep though, because it's 4:18. I can't believe I'm fucking filming this shit. I think I'm getting tired just talking. Oh well. I don't know. I heard there were like, fuck, 15 views. Two of them are mine. Shit. Don't know if I was supposed to talk about the money I made from it, but it did not make too much. But I was still happy about it. Let's just say I didn't break a dollar, but it's fine. I don't think the other podcast impressed me at all. I don't think I was impressed by myself. Or, because I knew the full potential of myself. I knew I wasn't even trying for that shit. Like, it shouldn't be fun. I know it should be fun, but I think for me, it wasn't. Anyway, we're gonna go to a sponsor. So, be back for the next part. I think this, or this doesn't start, but I think this will be the last segment for this episode. I don't know if this is gonna be short compared to the other ones, or long, or the same. I have a feeling it might be short, but I mean, might be short compared to the other ones that I'll make, but it might just be average. It could be long. I don't know. I mean, I made a total of 13 minutes. I want to make this at least like 30 or 20 minutes. But it's fine if I don't. I'm just trying to be chill with myself. I don't know how people make these podcasts. I haven't figured out to have something to talk about and know a lot of shit about it. Or have a lot of shit to say about it. Or they have somebody else to talk with, because that's just easier. I think it would be. Looking for clothes, and it's like I don't want to buy from H&M because of the shit they do, but I don't have any money, so can't really do anything else. And I have no way to go to a store either. That's one thing I'm talking about. It's a different subject, but I'm trying to go outside of the house once a day, like go outside of the backyard. In the house, like everything. Go outside. Go get out of the house once a day. But I heard somebody else did that, and I think it would get help. I'd be healthier if I did that. And I don't know. Maybe I should monitor the way I feel. So maybe this is what it's good for. I don't know how often I'll be filming these. Maybe once a week. Maybe more than that. Maybe whenever I need it. I don't know. Maybe I'll film every day and then put it to like a week's long. Video log. Maybe that's what I'll do. Gotta get some camouflage pants because the other ones are like ripped straight across the ass. Not straight across the ass, one pocket. And I fixed it and then it ripped on the other one. So I fixed that shit and then I fucked that up. I like I fucking sewed that shit together. Like, I showed, like, two, I sh sewed the wrong part. Like, I sewed the part I wasn't supposed to sew, so I sewed the pants together. It's like two of the asses, two, like, the pockets were sewed together for some reason. And so I, like, ripped it open, and then I ripped the pants in half. I ripped the ass in half, so I don't have those pants anymore. And I have my black pants, which is the only pair of pants I have. They're like one wash away from being ripped, so fuck. Maybe my mom will buy me some clothes. Shit. I'll be honest though, probably not. Ugh. See, I had clothes that were cheap that I was gonna buy, but oh, they're in the cart. Never mind. They're in the cart. $65 for two pairs of, three pairs of pants and one hoodie. The pair of pants I want, I don't know if I want them, their asses anymore. $23. I know someone's ass listening to me talking, but I've been working on photography, but I haven't done anything. Maybe you guys should edit a picture, I don't know. I do that for school, so I have to time that. Time it now, but shit. 4:25. I don't know if I should pull an all-nighter or not. Probably hurt my lungs too much, which is hard to explain. Don't know. I'm sleeping on my stomach, which isn't good for me. Oh, I've been doing that for a long ass time. There's more benefits for sleeping on your, what was it called? Your back. Or not just like things that aren't bad that will happen to you. Like when you're sleeping on your stomach, your heart is like compressed and shit. So your heart's not beating correctly or you're not breathing incorrectly or whatever. And plus your back, like your posture on your back is gonna get fucked up. Like I was. Like, fuck, I don't even know. If your back hurts, like, if you lay correctly in the correct position, your back will get better. Like it'll realign. But if you're sleeping on your stomach, it's not gonna realign. It's gonna be bad. Fuck. I'm gonna talk for 5 minutes and then I gotta stop. I don't know if I'm gonna. I don't know. I feel like I. I don't know about this podcast. I don't know if I'll keep on. If I'm gonna go over, I don't think I'm gonna go over and look at it because I know if I go over, I'm not gonna like it and then I'm just gonna like delete it. So I'm gonna see how this one does. I was looking at my like statistics or analytics, whatever the fuck it's called, and everyone who was listening to me is like from like Portuguese, I think, someplace like that, different places, not America, not the U United States, right? Yeah. It's cool, but I'm just like, why are my views coming from there? Like, shit. Wonder. I think it's weird because we're all involved in this, like, world of our own. Like, we're not a part of so many things. So, like, we're very engulfed in places, and especially people, like, a lot of people don't even leave their house anymore. It's like, what world are you part? Like, you don't have a big world. It's like we let our world be as big as we want. And if you think about it, like there's someone in a whole nother place right now doing some other shit you have no idea about. And it's not even like that's in another country, but it could be someone in another classroom. Like if you think about it, like if you're at school, they have a whole nother world, a whole nother thing. That's how everyone is. In a whole nother world for somebody else. A lot of my friends say like, it's like you're smart. What if everyone says that? No. I don't think I can listen to certain people saying it because I think some people say shit like that just so you listen to them. Like, they say shit like, oh, you're smart. And I think it's like, it's a way of trust, maybe. Like, someone gives you a compliment or something like that or feeds your ego. Now you're listening to them because you want them to feed your ego. I think you gotta listen to people you trust. And sometimes you gotta think about who you trust. But I guess I know some shit. Maybe I know some shit. I don't know. Have a few more minutes left. Can't wait for someone to tell me they've been listening. Someone in my house is probably gonna tell me they've been listening to me talk this whole fucking time, which would be great. Oh well. I've said, like, screw this shit. Like, I've said, oh well, in this podcast. Oh, probably too many times, but oh well. I gotta find a way to spend my time better. It's like people say, like, time is money, but time is time. Time is, like, time is your life, like, ultimately. I think, who said this? Someone said this, like, fucking, your mental state can affect how time is. So if you're fucking having a bad mental state, sometimes it makes days, like, time go by way too fast. Like, everyone says that shit happens when you get older, but, like, I'm here, like, a month has gone by in like 2 seconds. But it will get better. For sure. Maybe soon days will go by slower. That's the funny thing. Because now I just want days to go by slower so I can value time. Now I'm valuing time, actually. I don't know. This is like, this podcast is very vulnerable. Shit. This whole thing is like talking to yourself is so vulnerable. You get so vulnerable. You're like, fuck. This must be like, do people in therapy feel this way? Like when they're in therapy and they're just talking to someone? How do you do that shit? Like, do people feel comfortable talking to strangers? I don't even know. Always wondering. Never asked anyone. Maybe I'll ask someone. They can be worried. Don't know. I think I'm gonna go to sleep at 4:31, and then I'm gonna wake up at 8 or 9 o'clock, and then I'm gonna do shit the whole day. I think I need to go outside and get some vitamin D because I need some vitamin D. Anyway, hope you have a good night, rest of the day, morning. Hope you're just doing good. Whoever's listening, whoever fucking listened to the end. Have a good day. Bye.